Voláme všechny Čechy, přijďte nám ihned na pomoc. Voláme všechny Čechy.
Calling all Czechs, come to our aid, calling all Czechs. It is May the 5th, 1945, and with these words Prague Radio appealed to Czechs to join the uprising against the German occupation. This was to be one of the last European battles of World War II, and the greatest moment in the history of Czechoslovak radio. For some time, radio staff had been working secretly with the Czech underground to prepare the ground for the uprising. Their radio appeal marked the beginning of the battle. In the confusion of the following 3 days, with street battles going on around the city, radio was to play an important role, and the radio building also became the focus of much of the fighting. On some recordings that survive, you can still clearly hear gunfire in the background. Czech hands are defending the building of the radio, the reporter announced. We are with you. Remain with us. Prague is and will remain free. Thousands answered the appeal, among them a young Scottish prisoner of war, William Gregg, who had escaped and decided to help defend the radio.
At present, we are broadcasting from the broadcasting station, and outside there is a battle raging.
In the meantime, the German side was also using radio. They still had control of the transmitters in Liblice and Mělník, north of Prague.
Pražané, dosud můžete volit mezi bojem.
Citizens of Prague, the Germans appealed in Czech. It is not too late to choose between violence, destruction and unnecessary bloodshed, and calm, order and well-being, until stable conditions can be re-established. But here in the centre of Prague, the radio was by now firmly under Czech control, and on the 415-metre frequency, it responded to the German appeal in no uncertain terms. Through the Mělník and Liblice transmitters, and by distributing leaflets, the Germans are spreading lies. At the last minute, they are trying to intimidate the brave defenders of Prague. Do not let yourself be deceived by these treacherous German reports. Stay firmly at your posts until the final victory. The radio even gave instructions to the people on the barricades. Once again, we appeal to the people of Prague and its surroundings to continue building barricades and obstacles to block all the roads leading into Prague. The battle continued, and in next week's program, we'll be hearing more archive recordings from the dramatic days of the Prague uprising.